Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today our show is about universal love. Going into that place where you are love and connected to that divine love that we are. Really important at this time. That's our intention, that everybody will return to this knowing and this feeling of universal love flowing through us as we are. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about the stuff happening at the school. We've got, first of all, we have some events coming up. We've got a crystal bowl and Tibetan bowl and gong bath on Friday, December 9th at 7 to 9 p.m. Carrie and I are going to be playing a full range of sound healing instruments, and you just lay down and go into bliss, right? And we'll be stating intentions, and it's really a holiday ceremony. And it's only $5 or by donation. And that's, again, a week, actually this Friday coming up. And then on Tuesday the 13th, we have a full moon rhythm journey at the school as well. Ryan does that, and it's really about stating intention for the full moon for the next month and doing rhythm. Brian's a rhythm master. And then we also have our next semester coming up on January 17th for the certificate and associate degree program in sound healing and sound therapy. And that is for the certificate, it's 3.5 months, a year and a quarter for the degree program. Also, if you pay in full by December 6th, which is, I think, Tuesday, then you can get $300 off, or $1,500 if you're doing the whole degree. That's the whole program where we go into how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we've got about 12 different instructors. We also have the audio recording program coming up in January 18th, and that is how to use Pro Tools, how to record, mix, and produce, how to make recordings that are incredible and touch people deeply, regardless of the style of music you're doing or regardless of the program you're using, too. We have both of those programs online. We've got the sound healing program starts, the next start time. It's about every 2 weeks you can start, but the next start time is December 8th. And that's coming right up, and then we'll start again in the new year. We also have the online audio recording program will start up again in February as well. And these programs work really well online. We have live instructors, or you can do them by video as well. And we also have the Sound Therapy Center, where we do treatments here. We can find your soul note. We can do voice analysis to see what's wrong. We can do. We can also find the note of you and give you CDs with binaural beats and delta, theta, alpha, and beta to help you sleep with more creativity, help you be present, or help you to think in beta. There's all types of treatments. We also do massage on the sound table here, which is quite profound. We also sell the sound tables. We've got sound lounges and sound tables. In our store, we're actually having a sale right now. Today, although we're going to extend it till next week, until Friday or Saturday next week, but we got the sound tables and sound lounges are 15% off. We have the bass pod it's a little subwoofer you can put right on your body. That's 15% off. Crystal bowls are 10% off. Tibetan bowls are 10% off. We got all types of technologies, all types of stuff that is all on sale right now. And check that out at soundoflove.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And if you want to get on our newsletter, you can email me and I can let you know when events are coming up. There's also a brochure request on our website as well, or you can get a whole brochure for the classes if you like. So, some interesting things going on. So, some of you might have heard of Corey Good, who is being interviewed by David Wilcock on Gaia TV, or just Gaia now. And Corey Good is has been in the secret space program. He was inducted into the secret space program when he was 6 years old. And the interviews, he couldn't be more believable. You know, every single thing he says, he's been being interviewed for almost 2 years now, or a year and a half, and he's just completely believable. It's like he says that there's, you know, people throughout the entire solar system. There's actually 3 million slaves on Mars and there's like this whole secret space program that is mining minerals on the asteroids, and they use like the wormholes and vortexes to get to other planets in like 1 minute, or they can go to other galaxies and such. And and he connected with this major alien who is really powerful, who apparently has been helping us since the beginning of time. His name is Thier. And Thier says that right now that we are going through, our solar system is going through a section of the Milky Way where there's a torsion field. And that torsion field is actually what is transforming us into higher consciousness, but also freaking out a lot of people. Corey said that they actually sent spaceships into this torsion field outside of the solar system. And it actually, the people that went into it actually went crazy. And so this head alien, Thier, says that there is these energy blobs that have been placed throughout our solar system to actually slow down this energy coming into our solar system so that people don't freak out. So it's not too much too quick, right? So they seem to be all about total love and light, these blue avians, they call them, alien race. And they can transport people in spheres, and it's really very, very interesting. They say there's a major base on the back of the moon that all countries actually share. And it goes on and on and on. But the reason I'm telling you this is because in the last month, Corey Good has been saying that there could be a solar flare, or there is going to be, that Thier actually showed him a vision of a solar flare that will be the entire sun creating the solar flare. And so there'll be this coronal mass ejection that will be 1,000 times bigger than any one we've ever had. And it's going to basically cause earthquakes and kill most of the people on the planet. Okay? Of course, there's been many predictions of stuff like this over the years, and they never seem to happen. But he said, you know, Corey says seems very believable. But this is what's interesting, is I have this psychic that I was working with. He knows nothing about Corey Good. And this psychic said, I told him about Corey, and he says, oh, yeah, there's a major transition in our economic system, which is what Corey is saying, and that everything is going to be completely thrown off, but it's actually going to be a lot better. And he says it's going to happen on his birthday, December 10th, which is a week from today. So he said that also, he said huge numbers of people will actually pass, but the rest of us will go into higher consciousness, into oneness, actually. He said some people and Corey is saying some might even be transported to other planets, or regardless of other dimensions. And then this other woman that works here, it's very psychic, she says a similar thing, that she's had a dream and she feels that some major transition is coming. She didn't have a date. Corey Good doesn't have a date either. And quite a few other people that I know have said that there's something major about to happen. And Corey says, oh, well, we should be getting a lot of food together because it could be a long time before the channels for, you know, transportation will be working again. So, you know, get a lot of food together. And so, so it's interesting. On the last show with Corey Good just a couple of days ago, he was talking about what's going to happen is we're all going to go into a state of oneness where we're completely filled with love, universal love. And so I started, so I thought to do the show on bringing us into that place of universal love. What's interesting is when you go to this place of oneness, that a lot of people report that there's indescribable love there. If you go on YouTube and look at all of the videos on near-death experiences, most of them say, oh yeah, I was in this state of complete oneness in the light, and there was indescribable love. And that's the divine love, the universal love, that a lot of people say we are, that we are about to return to if this is going to happen. Okay. And it's really very beautiful. You know, it's interesting. I met this one woman, psychic, who told me years ago that universal love comes in to the heart through the thymus. And it's a portal for universal love. And then Don or Doug here at the BBS radio says, Dave, we are love. You don't need to bring in love. We are love. So that's true too. Every cell of our being is universal love, is divine love. That's who we are. So let's resonate that. You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of people, not around here, that is, but a lot of people, actually, even around here, that have not experienced universal love. But more importantly, there's a lot of people that have not, that do not know how to actually access it at will. The second you can access universal love at will, oh my God, there is no more neediness. There's like, you don't need a relationship because you've got all the love in the universe at your fingertips. And that's really cool. One way to access universal love is to simply think of times when you, if you can't do it, that is just think of times when you've been in love. We can do that now. Think of a time when you were completely in love or feeling love immensely. Well, I've come to believe that this love of being in love is, in its essence, it is universal love. So go to that place and feel this love. And know that this love is everywhere. It is coming from the heart of the universe. Always. It is us. We are this love. If we just go to this place and feel it, it flows into our thymus through every cell. It is in every cell. And then make the sound of it. If this energy of universal love had a sound, make the sound out loud. and some love that fills up your heart. What's interesting about it is this love is, for me, I actually feel it coming in commonly, not always. I feel it coming in my head. It's like my pineal gland or pituitary gland. The top half of my head gets the love, and it filters down, and waves of it go down into my heart. It's actually often doesn't start at my heart, but sometimes then I do have it come in through the thymus down into my heart. It's this love that completely is just enveloping. Now, I've got a song here by Sanatan Kaur that actually helps me access universal love and a lot of other people really well. And it's called Heart of the Universe. And what's cool about this song is the music. She talks about love coming from the heart of the universe, but then the music becomes that love coming from the heart of the universe. The lyrics in a couple places are unclear, so let me tell you what the lyrics are if I can remember them. There is this space in and around us where angels sing on rays of light. And here's the lyric that I couldn't understand in the beginning. And love pours forth from the heart of the universe. And love pours forth from the heart of the universe. So we're going to do active listening. Set your intention to bring completely this love from the heart of the universe into your being and resonate that energy of universal love that you are. So we're going to all be actively setting the intention, if you like, to resonate this energy. Okay.
Exists with us and around us. Love pours forth. there is a space that exists with us and around us. Where angels see old rays of light, old rays of light, and love pours forth. Love pours forth.
Wow. Now, let's make the sound again of that energy of universal love. Interesting. What frequency I just did, not sure. It's around 300 hertz is where I commonly go for universal love. Some people a little higher, a little lower, not much though. Most people go in the mid-range. Most people don't go or oh, right? Some do. But most people go in the mid-range, especially when they use their voice to resonate it. Also, I did a vowel. I did ooh. Everybody seems, in fact, I've never had anybody do anything other than a vowel. No one's ever done or ah. Right? Everybody does a consistent vowel when I have them make the sound of love, any type of love, actually. It's always a vowel. So it's, and it's more common that people, the most common that people do of the vowels are ooh, sometimes om, but more either ooh or ah. I think probably. I know I do ooh way more than ah. I really like ooh because it's a warmer sound. But a lot of people do ah. People rarely do e. If you say make the sound of love, they don't go e, right? So it's interesting that those are the more common sounds or timbres and frequencies that people make. If you were to ask somebody to do a sing a song of it or a musical interval, most people are going to do the third or the minor third. But the energy of it is really the whole deal. When you really tune into the energy of it, it takes you into a whole realm where it's almost not one frequency, where you're really tuned in to the whole universe, to all frequencies in the universe. Because often I find universal love is a portal to oneness, where you are tuned in to everything in the entire universe. It's a whole, it's almost like this field of light of all colors around me. No, instead of just being one color, it's like all colors, or being one frequency, it's all frequencies. It's really just this beautiful space. So let me play another song that is about unconditional universal love. And this one's just called Unconditional Love. And this one, I held the intention of unconditional universal love the whole time I was recording it. And when I had the cello player come in and the other keyboard player come in, I had them go into universal love before they actually played on it. So again, just relish in this energy of universal divine love that we are. This is unconditional love. Thank you. When you really sink into it, it's the most peaceful place ever. Just imagine if what people are saying is true, that we're about to go into a place of ascension where we're all in this state all the time. Imagine everywhere you go, people are just everywhere you see, anybody you come across on the street, even the homeless, are everybody. Actually, there won't be any more homeless because everybody will take care of everybody. It'll be so cool because you'll want to go to the city just to see people go. Oh my God, what a place. And it starts just by resonating this energy like we're doing now, because there's a basic law of resonance, and that is a strong resonant field or energy will overcome a weaker vibration and entrain the weaker into the stronger. So if you're in this field, everybody around you will be entrained into it, especially if there's a whole bunch of people in that field. Then it will be easy to stay in that field. In fact, it would be hard to ever leave it. Oh my God. So I want to play one more song, which is also about bringing this energy into your heart. This is called The Water of Life. And a lot of people call universal love the water of life. It's like that water of love streaming through your whole system. So visualize this water, this unending, indescribable love, completely enveloping you so powerfully that you never come back while listening to this song, Water of Life.
Wow.
So beautiful when you share this energy of universal love. Many say our whole universe is love. We've just been distracted, sometimes lost. And we're about to return, or have already returned now, to this place, the way it was meant to be, where we're all sharing this unbelievable energy. It is so, makes you so peaceful and still. It makes you so awake and creative and ready to help transform the world. Or just be at peace. It's also a place where can't wait to see the next person. Just smile. So imagine, or don't imagine, just do it. Hold this energy. This is it. It's now time. Hold this energy through the rest of the night. If you're with someone, both of you hold it. See how long you can hold it. If you're with kids, have a contest. See how long they can hold it. Days? Maybe through the whole week? Oh my God. Then you got to hold it through every interaction with every person. Hold it with every business dealing you do. Hold it with every time alone. Hold it while brushing your teeth. Hold it while eating. After you do it for a while, it becomes habit. Then, months of universal love are no problem. Imagine years of universal love for everybody. Imagine lifetimes forever. Thanks for listening. Blessings.